to Physique Star Radio, hosted by Ian Lauer. Physique Star Radio brings you wall-to-wall coverage of NPC and IFBB men's physique competitions, personalities, competitors, lifestyles, training, and all the latest news you could ask for. Now, here's your host, Ian Lauer.
Welcome to Physique Star Radio, where we help you build your best physique and make it work for you. I have a couple great guests on the show today, but before we introduce them, I want to first give you the results from the USA's. As you probably are well aware, this past weekend was the USA Championships in Las Vegas. Most people look for an excuse to get to Vegas, and the NPC USA Championships is, of course, one of those great excuses and great reasons to make it over to sweltering Vegas. We had 12 pro card winners. Xavius Gaydon, who's been in the game since it began, ended up taking the overall. But your pro card winners are, in it, their entirety, Danwar Dellett, Aaron O'Connell, Xavius Gaydon, of course, Chad Krause, Jacob Robertson, Derek Lem, Tony Adams, Jason Tesler, Shannon Thomas, Art Ortiz, who's been in the game for quite a while as well, Aria Safai, and Ronaldo Pickwad. Now, these guys all showed up, and there were about 170 guys at this show. So to earn a pro card at this show was quite challenging. I was really happy to see Xavius, who's been in the game since the beginning, take that overall. And with us now is one of these IFBB pros, such as myself and all these other guys, that earned his card at the Masters Nationals not long ago himself. So Joe Warren is with us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
I'm well, now that I made it through all of those winners and the basics that we need to cover for this past weekend. Now, you were at the show as well, and for our listeners, I was there. I was hanging out at the Quest booth, passing out bars, and next to me was Joe working at the Muscle Leg booth. What was your experience at the USA's?
You know, it was a great one, Ian. I enjoyed connecting with the athletes that were there, and just talking to the families of the athletes that were there. Everybody's just buzzing. I mean, it's anytime you get 1,000 athletes in one room, you know, to compete, you know, there's a buzz that's going on. It was just exciting. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, I don't know how many guys we had total. I think it was a little smaller than the year before. Not the men's physique division necessarily, but I think the total number of competitors was slightly smaller. But the men's physique division was a beast with 170-plus guys. Now, before we get into too much about the show, I want to tell our listeners, Joe, a little bit about you. I mean, you've been fighting and fighting for that pro card, and obviously it's a challenge. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do and how you got your card?
Sure, sure. Ian, I started out my career in bodybuilding as a teenager. I competed a couple shows and pretty much kind of hung up my shoes there and, you know, took on the role of personal trainer and worked with a lot of people. But it wasn't until probably about 16 months ago that I trained a gal who was a bikini competitor, and I got to see a backstage kind of perspective of men's physique. And it, to tell you the truth, it caught my attention. And 16 months ago, I started in men's physique and competed at my first show. And like a lot of folks, it caught on. And I, you know, I did 14 shows last year.
Wow.
And, you know, really intense, went after it. And I learned quite a bit, you know, that 14 shows is a lot and probably too much on your body. Took a step back. And, you know, I'm an online coach.
Right.
And I hired a coach. I hired Sadiq Hedzovic.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the best moves I ever did, because this is a guy that knows, you know, quite a bit about our sport from all aspects, and just really sharpened me, helped me slow down. And I did 3 shows this year. And, of course, you know, the third one was in Pittsburgh at the Master Nationals. And that's where everything just kind of came together, you know, and we were able to create that magic that we needed.
Well, you bring up an interesting point of hiring a coach, and this is something that, you know, that I went through this year. It's a challenge when you're used to training yourself at most, or I shouldn't say most, but a lot of guys that compete are already trainers, and they understand how to get into shape. But oftentimes it's gym shape, not necessarily stage shape, which can be different, or is different, I should say. And that final week, of course, as you know, is different than any other week during the course of your regular life. And having a set of outside eyes that isn't in your head dealing with the different cravings or just feelings of, oh God, am I ready? If you have an outside set of eyes, that can help. Even if their knowledge base is the same as yours, it is good to have that outside set of eyes.
It's like handing the reins over to somebody else when you're in that state, because you can't make the best decision calling. I mean, you can work with others and you can pinpoint and you can really help them execute their best physique for stage, but it's really difficult to do it yourself. And, you know, if you're a coach, then you appreciate the value of having somebody, you know, in your corner that's totally looking out for you. And the example I heard was pretty interesting. Doctors can operate on themselves, but they don't do it. They let another qualified person do it so that they can, you know, do exactly what they, you know, they're paid to do. So as a coach, I was looking for the best. I feel like I found this individual and connected in a lot of different ways, not just in men's physique. Both share a faith and both believe in helping others. And, you know, when I looked at the coaches that are available, this happened to be the best choice and turned out, you know, couldn't have been a better opportunity. In 6 months working with him, I got my pro card. So the proof's in the pudding, and best decision ever made.
Well,
somebody else handle that.
Yeah, and it's just, well, the coaching relationship is an interesting one. And there are a lot of coaches, and just for our listeners to be aware that there are a lot of people that are just kind of springing up out of nowhere trying to capitalize and make a bunch of loot when they may or may not know what the hell they're talking about. So definitely research a potential coach. And I mean, Joe has a training business. He knows this stuff. Sadiq, I mean, he's one of the pros. He knows this stuff. There are a lot of guys out there that do know what they're talking about. But just be cautious as you are looking for a coach. Would you agree with that?
I totally would. I mean, you're right. There are a lot of people springing up. And you need to look for people that, you know, clearly are certified in, you know, training, and they're certified in nutrition, or they, you know, they recommend you to talk to a certified nutritionist. Because these folks have got their credentials, you know, they work with people, they make an impact in such a positive way that it, you know, it helps your overall performance rather than working with somebody that doesn't have those, and then taking a, you know, a chance that they may be able to step up. I would always go with the certified.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and this is not to say that someone that's not certified doesn't know what they're talking about, and not to say that someone that is certified necessarily knows what he's talking about. It's just something to say that at least at one point they had the competent ability to be able to pass an exam that says they should know what they're talking about. So with that being said, I want to get back to talking about the shows a little bit now that people kind of know, you know, where you're coming from, your show history.
Sure.
What would you say, or what is your feeling of the ambiance, the feeling of the USAs in comparison to the Masters? Since you've done so many shows, how do they differ, or how are they the same?
You know, I think the USA has a prestigious, you know, mystique about it. It's a, you know, it's a very big venue. It's a, you know, John Lindsay event. You know, it's exciting. It's fun. It's in Vegas. I don't need to say anymore. You know, however, for me, the Masters has definitely been a strong favorite. It's run extremely well. Gary Udit runs a great show.
Yes, sir, he does.
On time, very organized. And, you know, in Pittsburgh, they've actually changed the format. They used to do it on Saturday. Now they do it Friday and Saturday. And what I'm referring to is the men's physique is on Friday, and you're done Friday.
Right.
And Saturday is the bodybuilding. So I kind of liked that, you know, they got that out of the way. You know, the Masters will always be a special event for me because of, you know, winning the pro card there. And the other thing that's kind of special for me, and I don't want to make this all about me, but I was
born in Pennsylvania. Hey, Joe, it's your time right now. It's your time right now.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Pennsylvania, so, you know, it was kind of cool to go back and, you know, win this prestigious you know, opportunity in Pittsburgh. So it was just nice, you know, being there and being among friends and just seeing so many awesome people. Keith Baker, you know, an awesome friend of mine was there. You know, Critter, Critelli was there. And, you know, it was such an amazing experience just being among all these people and, you know, just seeing God open up these doors for people for opportunity. And I'm one of them and just feel so blessed and so thankful and grateful. If this show was longer, I'd be able to go through and thank every person that helped me along the way, including you. I mean, I did pick up some pointers from you when we were at the Mile Tropics. There was something last year. I picked up some things that, you know, that you were talking about, and it was super cool to, you know, work with all the pros. I just made a decision. I said, I'm going to be a pro one day, and I'm not going to put a date on it. I'm just going to work toward that goal and make it happen.
Well, you know, and when you set that goal and you're willing to keep working, I mean, you'll get there. That's the thing. I mean, you just have to be willing to keep working. A lot of times people will, I often would say with a goal, give it a time frame. Otherwise, it's just a pipe dream. However, there are some things that are definitely out of your control, such as getting that pro card. You'll do your best. You'll come in at your greatest, but you never know how the stars are going to line up, who's going to show up, which judges are going to be liking which kind of physique. So if that is your goal, you make it your goal, and you just be willing to work as long and as hard as it takes until you get there. And sometimes it's the Masters Nationals. Sometimes it's the USAs. You don't know when it's going to be, but you just keep doing your damnedest to make sure you get there.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree completely. It's when you just work toward a goal, you just do whatever it takes to make it happen. And if it's that kind of goal, you know, if you have to set a time frame because we have jobs and families and children and things, and completely understand. But then again, I think about Keith Baker, you know, this guy who's got a family, he's got four children and a wife, and he's out there just hitting it as hard as he can. So I'm just really proud of all the new pros. I'm proud of the old pros, and it's just an amazing organization, Ian, and I'm just so thankful to be a part of it.
Well, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of great things happening, and you and I were talking a bit about this at the Quest and Muscle Leg booth while we're at the USA's, when it comes down to how many Masters competitors and pros we have now and how many we're going to have in the next couple of years, and who knows if or when, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have a Masters Men's Physique Olympia tacked on to the Masters Olympia at some point, maybe, you know, a couple of years down the road, like 2015. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw something like that as we get Men's Physique Masters Pro shows going on.
That would be amazing.
I'm obviously just speaking on a out of hopes here. I'm not saying this came from any reliable source. This just came from what's going on in my gourd right now. And I wouldn't be surprised though. If you have Masters bodybuilding, and when after seeing this influx of excitement over the Masters division in physique, I wouldn't be surprised if you see it. I mean, you're seeing awesome competitors in every division now at the Masters level.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised, and I think it would be an incredible thing to see happen if they do decide to do that at some point.
You know, that would just start the next goal set going. I mean,
you
obviously have to work toward your goals, and when things like that happen, it's a blessing. That would be a blessing that they added it to the Olympia and that the Masters Pro division takes off, because, you know, there are quite a few of us popping up, and you know, number is going to keep growing. So I would love to see that. I really would, Ian.
Yeah, and again, I'm in no way saying that this is what's going to happen or that I heard it happen, but I wouldn't be surprised. Let me throw in that disclaimer and stipulation and small print.
Stranger things have happened, right?
In bold letters, yeah, but that's it just seems like the logical step in the near future. With all these guys, I mean, it's just everybody's competing at pro shows, but there's something about that, the big title, you know, that title for that year.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, I wanted to, for our listeners too, I don't, if you haven't had a chance to either travel to a show in Pittsburgh or in Vegas, the Vegas is all glitz and glam. It's all light. It's all just, it's everything there is big and shiny. if that's your thing, that might be the place to go. If you like the earthy and character and industrial feel, then shows in Pittsburgh are great. And, I mean, of course, John Lindsay puts on a great show. And Gary Udit, I mean, I can't complain. I love his shows as well. I mean, going into North Americans and competing at Pittsburgh. And I don't even remember which shows. I've done a bunch of his shows as well. So a lot
of pros there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good opportunity for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a training company. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do as a trainer.
I do online training. So I work with people all over the country writing custom meal plans based around their goals. I also write custom workout programs based around their goals. I work with high school, college, baseball, basketball, soccer players. I mean, it doesn't really matter the sport.
Right.
People are looking to turn the corner on a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, not only being a certified nutritionist and trainer, I like to, you know, just connect with people that have a common goal, and that is to get into shape. So it's an honor to help people, you know, fuel their desire to get into shape and to feel and look good. It's something that, you know, I struggled with as a young kid, but as life went on, I just learned you got to get into shape and you got to take care of your body. God only gives you one, and picked up the dieting part, picked up the training part, and just fell in love with it. Love doing that and love training people.
Well, and this is for our listeners that maybe they're not a competitor yet. Maybe they're struggling to get into the gym, or they're struggling to make the gains or losses that they're going for. Joe made a good comment there with, you only get one body. And people hold on to their money and clench it like it's going out of style. But it's mm-hmm. so true when it comes down to the fact that you get one body. And if there's something worth investing in, it's definitely your body. Because if you're a young kid, and when you turn 30, when you turn 40, you're going to wish you had the knowledge to build a better body and to maintain it. And when you turn 50 and 60, the same thing. And then 70, it's one of the things that you just can't do without. You have to have a body that works for you. And that's why Physique's Already, we're helping you build your best physique and make it work for you, blah, blah, blah. But I can't stress enough, we pay for education when it comes to going to college or taking classes after, or night school, or just certification courses. But your body is the one thing you're going to have forever. So make sure, if you're looking to take it to a new level, if you have to spend a few dollars to get an online coach or to work with a trainer, it is worth it.
Totally agree, Ian. Totally agree. You know, I think I heard something somewhere. A young man spends his whole young life acquiring wealth and spends his later, older years paying for that health.
Uh-huh.
So the message there is, take care of yourself, because you're right, you only have one body. And, a lot of people complain about the cost of healthy foods. And how about expensive medicine when you get older?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't cheap. So take care of yourself now and enjoy a longer life. Enjoy the life you have.
Well, and a lot of our listeners probably aren't thinking about kids and grandkids, but I'll tell you what, when it comes down to it, now Keith Baker with his four kids, Xavier, I think he has a couple baby girls. You know, it's something to be said for being able to go out and play with your kids and do things like that. And I don't have any children, but at some point, that's hopefully on the horizon. And, you want to be able to be active. And if you're an 18 or 20-year-old listening to this, you probably think I'm just a crazy senile old man at this point, but that's okay. Listen to a different show where I'm talking to you more directly. But definitely, I'm not going to beat this horse anymore. Just get your ass in shape, and if you have to pay a few bucks to get it done, do it.
Agreed. Hey, can I share what my favorite moment from the USA's was?
Please do.
I'd love to. It wasn't that connecting with my fans wasn't fun. It wasn't that connecting with the Muscle Egg, fans wasn't fun, or talking with my physique buddies that wasn't fun. But I was asked to give out some awards, and it was totally awesome. And why it was is because obviously I'm a new pro, And when you're receiving the award, you don't know how you look, or you don't know if you're excited, or, you know, that look in your eye that you have. You just receive your award and you walk off stage and you're in shock. So giving the awards to the physique competitors that won their pro cards, as well as the other people that placed, was such an honor, Ian, because I got to see that look in their eyes that I wasn't able to see, obviously, when I was in Pittsburgh. And it was such an honor to, you know, give them the awards and, you know, welcome them as a new pro. One of the guys I was so excited about giving him his trophy was Art Ortega. And, you know, I know Art, and it was super cool to be able to give him his trophy and the other guys as well. Such a just fun thing, you know, and I got to see in their eyes that that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of, you know, everything I did was driving toward this moment. And it was just cool. I really enjoyed it, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, yeah, especially seeing some of these guys that I think you meant Ortiz, right, Art Ortiz?
Excuse me, Art Ortiz.
Yes, yeah. So Art, No, you know, you have Art and Xavius, I mean, and these other guys too, but I've been on the stage with both of those guys, as have you, and Xavius and I went, we went head-to-head a number of shows, and, you know, the last couple years, and I'm just, it is something to see the genuine look of excitement and appreciation on their face when they do get that pro card. And on mensphysique.com, the, of course, Men's Physique portion on RX Muscle, which you are probably on now as you're listening to the show, you'll see the new IFBB Men's Physique Pros from the 2013 USAs, and you'll see it's a shot of Xavius. And when you look at that picture, you'll see that he is definitely all smiles and very happy for all these competitors. And for those that didn't earn the pro card as well, congratulations on stepping up and doing your damnedest and working your hardest. This is a very subjective sport, and sometimes it's a little bit harder physique, sometimes a little bit tighter, sometimes a little bit bigger. You know, don't let a judge placement take anything away from all the work you put in. Make sure you are proud of yourself and just take that next step.
Getting on stage and competing, winning or losing, it's experience. And experience is priceless, because a person can talk all about these things that you need to do until you get up on stage, until you experience it. You really don't have any idea. And, you know, win, lose, or, you know, like I said, win, lose, or draw. You know, every time you get up on stage, you walk away with experience.
That's right.
That much better. It doesn't come easier. It's just, you become that much better. So, you know.
100%.
And it's so cool, because we don't really feel like we're competing against the people we know. We're showcasing ourselves, our package, our physique. And it's so cool. It's not competitive. It's nice to be next to somebody that you know, because deep down inside, you know, if you're not winning, clearly you want somebody you know to win. So I think it's a very genuinely like sport for the bulk of the people that I know in it.
Well, the majority, yeah. And that's what we definitely have to keep. We have to work towards a couple things. We have to make sure that we keep it, you know, like you say, it's competition, but at the same time, we understand that it can be a gentleman's sport. And then also we have to make sure that we come in looking clean. You know, so we make sure that as a group, mainstream media, the mainstream audience sees us as naturally attainable physiques.
Agreed.
So, well, it's about time to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with overall winner from the USA, Xavius Gaydon. But before we let you go, Joe, any final shout-outs?
You know what? I'd like to give a shout out to Muscle Egg, who has just been an amazing company to work for. I'd like to send a shout out to my coach, Sadiq Hedzovic, a guy I respect and love, and just to all the guys I compete with. You know, this is for you guys, and keep pushing, keep working hard. It'll happen.
Yeah.
It's not a question of if; it's a question of when.
Good words to live by and compete by. With that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after this with overall USA winner and new IFBB Pro, Xavius Gaydon.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Formistanzol is an amazing compound that should be part of every cycle, not only for muscle gains and fat loss, but for longevity and health. Formistanzol is one of the world's most potent aromatase inhibitors. Use Formistanzol for on-cycle estrogen and progesterone control, as a standalone anabolic fat burning agent, and during post-cycle therapy. Are you using Muscle Research's revolutionary transdermal Formistanzol? Available at MrSupps.com with free shipping.
Every bodybuilder scours the supplement world looking for the secret of how to get huge and ripped. But what if I told you there's a product that'll give you a year's worth of gains in mere weeks? I bet I have your attention now. Let me introduce you to Methyl S, Ion Tech Labs brand name for pure, uncut methylstenbolone. If you seek strength and massive size gains, Methyl S promises just that. And no conversion to estrogen, so no gynecomastia. That's right, no chance of growing male breasts or bitch tits. No estrogen also means no bloating. And Methyl S is the strongest legal pro-hormone on the market. It's comparable to the strength and mass building effects of the powerful oral anabolic steroids, Anadrol and Dianabol. Sound too good to be true? Well, try Methyl S for yourself. Go to www.IonTechLabs.com for the most powerful legal designer steroid of all time. Order your bottle of Methyl S today at IonTechLabs.com.
Quest Bars from Quest Nutrition is Dave Palumbo's favorite protein bar. It's the only bar that's not simply a candy bar in disguise. There's no sugar or sugar alcohols, no soy, and zero trans fat. Quest Bars contain only the highest grade protein from whey and milk protein isolates. Quest Bars are also the lowest carb bar available, only 4 to 5 grams, and they all come from nuts. Quest Bars are also gluten-free. Quest Bars were specifically made for people who are serious about their physiques and who want the highest quality ingredients. Best of all, they taste great. Learn more about Quest Bars by visiting QuestProteinBar.com and try them out for yourself. Check out QuestProteinBar.com now. Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years' experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom-tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com.
Welcome back to Physique Star Radio. Unfortunately, our second guest of the day will be unable to join us. We're having technical difficulties with Xavius Gaydon, so we're going to move on to our third guest on this episode of Physique Star Radio, and that's going to be Critelli Scatolini, as most of you know him, Critter. Critter, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you.
Good to have you on here. Oh, well, you know, it's something, you know, we got to get you on here. We got to talk, and we were talking before about a lot of the masters getting up there and earning their card, and you're one of these guys that comes in just ultra shredded. So for our listeners, in case they don't know who you are yet, would you tell them a little bit about yourself and how you got into competing?
Basically, I've been working out since pretty much I was 8 years old. My father was a Marine. He instilled on me hard work ethic and basically never giving up. And that's what I set out to do, and that's what I did. You know, and basically, I met David Lamb, friend of mine, at the gym, and he walked up to me, and he's a fellow competitor, and he goes, "Hey, buddy, you should start competing." And I said, "Competing in what?" And he goes, "Physique." And I go, "What's physique?" And he goes, "It's similar to bodybuilding, but a little smaller, you know, but you would fit right into it." And I go, "I've never heard of this." So he showed me a couple pictures, and I said, wow, this is amazing, you know, so I kind of fell in love with it. So I did my first show in San Diego, and from that point on, it was just love for me. I just fell in love with the sport.
Oh, yeah, and I think we met at one of the Lindsay Productions up in Culver City, if I remember right. Might have been a national show, but I think it was in Culver City.
Yeah, right, exactly, in LA, in Culver.
Yeah.
And that was a great show, too. I think it was the July show, July 20th show.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, man, they all run together. There are so many shows, so many great competitors. But, you know, you have an interesting story. And for our listeners, too, I want you to know that Critter got his pro card recently. We'll get into that in a moment. But before we do, I want you to share with our audience a bit about some of the physical challenges that you have, where a lot of people come up with excuses and you just blow those excuses out of the water.
I don't have an off switch. Growing up, I've had a lot of serious injuries. I have a double compound fracture in my left arm, 2 steel plates, 20 screws.
Wow.
Doctor said I would never work out again. I kind of laughed, you know, so I was like, whatever. Snapped my left ankle, motocross, steel plate, 5 screws. Snapped my right hand, steel plate, 6 screws. Broken foot, broken wrist. Broke my nose 10 times, fake teeth. I mean, my biggest injury was my back. And that I was paralyzed for 3 days, and that was really scary. And I don't have L1 or L3 in my back anymore. It's pretty much degenerated. What happens, well, about twice a year, I go completely paralyzed, and I have to get a shot in my back, get cortisone or something, and pretty much just sit on the couch for 3 days and go back to the gym and do my thing. You know, I don't make excuses. I just do it. So well, that's part of my life.
Well, you've been quote unquote screwed a lot. Ha 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 ha! Real funny, right? I mean that's a lot of freaking plates and screws, my friend. Just to be going to the gym, period. Let alone building an IFBB pro physique is a testament to your dedication and hard work and the kind of results you can attain when you set your mind to it.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I just like to inspire people and to prove people that you can still do fitness and have injuries. You just have to work your way around them and find your body and the right movements, you know, and adapt to your injuries. And that's what I want to prove to people, that you can do this even with huge injuries.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, it's definitely a testament to your drive and hard work. And I want to congratulate you. I mean, from when I met you, I mean, you've had a great attitude towards the sport. And, I mean, it was one of those things where you had set your mind on it. You were working towards it. And, of course, there are setbacks. And sometimes it's hard to keep pushing through. But if you've overcome injuries such as your own, I mean, achieving or going after a pro card is just, I don't want to say small potatoes, but that challenge is, it may pale in comparison because it's just getting back up on stage as it comes to getting over those injuries and getting back in the gym and working your ass off. Now that's the real test.
Yeah, it's basically the icing on the cake. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful Cinderella story, and I can't believe it happened to me. And I can't wait to step on that stage in Dallas and show the world what you can do.
In your glass slippers.
Exactly. My heels.
Well, you don't want to slip. You don't need any more plates or screws. No.
And,
But talking about, you know, this challenge and overcoming the setbacks. Now, you were at Team U and did really well, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, I think I took second place, correct. So, and it was a great show. Everyone was stacked. I mean, the competition's getting harder and harder. You could see people coming more conditioned, more shredded, more, you know, bigger physiques, harder physiques.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the masses are coming. You can see it. So the competition is just getting extremely intense now. So they placed in second. I was stoked. I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, across the board, like you say, it's getting steeper and steeper every freaking show trying to get it done.
Right, and you've been there. I've watched you. I mean, day in and day out, grinding and doing work and doing every single show possible. It's hard, mentally, physically, everything challenging. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it, you know.
That's
we love it. It's our passion.
Well, that's just it. If it's a if it's a labor of love, then it's not that difficult to find the motivation to get back in there. But speaking of getting back in there, let's talk about the show you earned your card. Let's talk about that. What was the deciding factor to do that show, and what was your experience there?
Honestly, I was going to take a break after Jersey, and I was kind of heartbroken that I get my pro card. And I came home, and my fiance looked at me, and she knew. She looked at me, and she knew. She's like, "No, you're gonna go to Pittsburgh, and you're gonna do this show. I don't care what you think, what you do." She forced me to do it, and luckily, she loved me so much. She kicked me out of the house and said, "Go, go get a pro card."
I was gonna say secretly, she just wanted a little time alone to take a nice quiet bath, but it worked out for the best.
For the both of us, actually. She was actually happier than me when I got my pro card. It was unbelievable. You know, that's the support I got from my girl. So, love her to death.
That's great.
But I'm just honored to be, you know, able to be on that stage with those kind of people and those kind of physiques. You know, it was amazing. So, and you always meet great people. You know, I mean, just those personalities that come out, and you get to meet such great, humble people with great physiques. I mean, it's all well worth it.
So if you were talking to someone that was considering competing or was signed up for their first show, what would be a piece of advice for them?
The first show I tell everybody, I mean, I talk to a lot of guys, and I hopefully inspire a lot of people. I tell them it's just a learning process, the very first show. Just go up there, have fun, and learn your body, because your body is, everything you do with it, the nutrients, it's all science. And once you learn the first show, second show, third show, it's going to be amazing, your journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I tell everybody. And have fun. That's the most important thing. Don't worry about your placing. Just have fun. Meet people, network, and enjoy the ride. And that's what I tell them.
Well, yeah, and having fun is something that, I mean, we should all do, but it can get lost in the mix, you know, when you start seeing placings, and it can really bring you down if you forget why you got into it, if you're not in it for the right reason, it can really bring you down.
Oh yeah, see, I've seen a lot of people get sucked up into it, and it sucks them up, chews them up, and spits them out, and it's kind of sad because they're going all about it for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think that it's going to take them to a whole new level and going to make them a superstar, and it's not really about that. It's really about chasing your passion, fitness, and life. And if you can accept that, then you're going to go far. You know, it's just about networking and having fun and seeing what you can do with your body. You know, and just being on that stage, you're still the one percentile in the U.S. who has a physique like that. So you should be happy that you're on that stage. You're stepping on there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of physiques, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at your profile picture here, and it's ridiculous, man. You've done some awesome work. I mean, you were in great shape when I first met you, but I mean, you've tightened up even more and put on some good mass in those delts. I mean, you've done a great job.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, I'm trying. No, nobody's perfect, and I just do the best I can. And you know, you always forget what you look like, and you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you forget what you're like, and that's why it's great to have, you know, all my, I'm with Team Worth It, so they helped me out a lot, and then Tad, the diet coach, helped me out with my last show.
Oh yeah,
and that guy is the phenom of dietitian. I mean, he's great. I can't. You know him directly.
That's why I worked with him this year. I mean, my four shows I did this year as a pro, that was with Tad's help.
Yeah, and he's such a great and humble guy, and he's always so positive. You know, so I got nothing but love for him.
Quickly before we go on here, I want to make sure listeners understand and are aware that we do have a number of videos on the mensphysique.com portion of RX Muscle with Tad Diet Coach on there. He's in my diner, as this, the segment is called, and we talk about anything from carbohydrates to alcohol to just last-minute prep. We shot a number of those episodes, so those are already available on mensphysique.com in the video section, and we're going to be shooting a number more, hopefully this weekend, so keep your eyes peeled for those to come up. But
yeah.
But you were saying, you know, working with a coach and working with Tad going in to this show.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Tad worked on my diet, and I honestly think he brought my best physique to date. I mean, I was very, very stoked and happy and luckily blessed to have him on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Then, honestly, my team Worth It, I mean, Jennifer Wirth is amazing. You know, she is a superstar, and just because she's a female, believe me, she kicks my ass. But when she trains me, she makes me cry. Like,
well,
seriously, so.
Well, let's be honest. They're meaner than us guys, and you and I both know that. I mean, we may talk a good game, but those women, they are just straight up mean.
Oh, yeah.
I think I can say that. I don't know how many women listen to this show, so I'm probably going to have the few that do, I'm probably going to have some hate mail coming in. That's okay.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man. So I just wanted to ask you as well, what training changes did you make over the last couple of years, if any?
Basically, I haven't changed my training style that much. I basically lift heavy, hard, and intense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't lift for a show. I lift for go. I mean, basically, my whole life, and I've always wanted to be, you know, the best athlete, the best this, you know, the strongest. I didn't really train to be a physique guy, so I kept the same principles and hard. I keep the intensity super high. I lift it super heavy. And I mix it up a lot. I never do the same thing over and over again, you know?
Well, and when you mix it up, though, and this is something I always like to clarify, when you mix it up, though, you're not saying you're jumping around with all these different styles of training, like yoga 1 week and ropes the next. You still do basic training as well, correct?
Correct. No, basically, I do basic training. I lift one week, I'll go 8 to 12 reps, you know? Kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week, I'll do 20 to 25 reps.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I got it.
But I never do the same routine over and over again because, you know, the body gets stagnant. It'll just get used to it and, of course, it's going to get strong. But I like to different things, change it up, you know, confuse my body once in a while.
So mixing it up, but still utilizing those tried and true movements that get the results we're looking for.
Exactly. You know, I prefer old school body, you know, body lifting. You know, it's just, I like the old school movements. You know, I don't need anything fancy.
Right.
So.
I hear you there. So what's your next show you said you're going to be doing?
I'm actually going to do the Europa in Dallas, Texas in 3 weeks.
Excellent.
So it's my debut, and that's, I believe, because I won my pro card, but it still hasn't hit me yet. And I think when I step on that stage, I think it's going to hit me right in the face and slap me right across the forehead. So,
yeah, that's about what happens. You go, oh, okay.
Is that what it feels like?
But you know what, though? What's interesting is that, you know, stepping on the pro stage, it's an awesome feeling. But at the same time, it's the same guys, since you've been in it from the beginning, that we've been competing with from day one. You know, as it gets down the road, there are guys that are going to be getting their cards later in a couple years that will have been seeing these pros for years, and it'll be a little different for them. But for those of us that started, you know, on the ground level when it comes to the beginning of physique, it's really just reuniting with old friends and stepping back up there and seeing what you can do, you know?
I 100% agree, man. It's going to be a great time, and I'm going to see a lot of friends there, which is going to be awesome. So.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck down there, of course. And Critter, before we let you go, just wanted to ask if you had any more shout-outs.
Just a shout-out to everybody who's been following my journey for the past year and a half, and I want to thank you because you guys kept me going and inspired me. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my family, my mom, my brother, especially my fiance, Kaki Amari. Love to death. And I'm thankful. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. Well, Critter, thanks for taking the time to join us here on Physique Star Radio. And to our listeners, make sure you tune back in next week for another great episode of Physique Star Radio.